Good morning. We're still seeing some leftover clouds and even a few flurries or snow showers in spots from a cold front that continues to sweep through the region. This is opening the door for what will be an increasing northwesterly wind flow, driving in more colder air to round out the work week and head into the weekend. We'll go back to mostly sunny skies, though it will remain windy and be much colder today, with high temperatures in the lower 30s on average. Partly cloudy skies tonight, the risk of some snow showers, especially across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. The rest of the region dry, with lows in the lower to mid-teens. Another blustery and cold day on Friday, despite mostly sunny skies, highs only in the upper 20s, with wind chills, especially in the morning, closer to zero. A mix of sun and clouds to start the weekend on Saturday, still brisk and chilly, mid to upper 20s. We'll rebound back to the lower 30s with sunshine on Sunday, then a rebound as we get into the early to mid part of next week. High pressure will slide off the eastern seaboard, and we'll see a return southerly wind flow commence on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds, not as cold, still upper 30s, then milder in the upper 40s with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday. A storm system in the middle of the country will head through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada by the middle and latter portion of next week. The southwesterly wind out ahead of this system will push temperatures into the lower to mid 50s on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds, and then we'll wait for the arrival of some showers associated with this system as temperatures approach 60 later on in the week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an area of low pressure will spread rain and snow showers across an area extending from the southwest to the lower Mississippi Valley through Friday night. Increasing winds and dry weather will contribute to an elevated fire weather threat out ahead of the approaching system over much of Arizona, and red flag warnings are in effect as well for this area. Snow will spread over the central and southern Rockies as the system moves over the region today. Between 4 and 8 inches of snow is expected over the central and southern Rockies, while some of Colorado's peaks may receive higher amounts. The fire weather threat will shift into the New Mexico-Texas border area as winds pick up ahead of the approaching system and a dry line sets up over the region. And rain and scattered thunderstorms will spread over the central and southern plains today before sliding into the lower Mississippi Valley tomorrow as that system dives down into the Gulf Coast. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility with blowing snow and freezing fog, 4 below 0 with a northwest wind at 66 gusting to 72 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 8 miles visibility with a light snow shower and 31 degrees, the dew point 28, 89% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour and the barometer at 29.81 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Fort Lauderdale, Pompano Beach, and West Kendall, all in Florida, to a low of 22 below zero at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and breezy in the mid-40s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine and breezy with highs in the upper 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 43 degrees, the low 19, the average temperature 31, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still 0.8 of an inch of snow for the month, which is now 0.6 of an inch below normal, and 54.1 inches for the season, which is 5.8 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 40 degrees, the average low 22. The record high 59 set in 1919, and the record low 20 below zero in 1950. Sunrise this morning, 6:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:49 p.m. 11 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows near 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley. Also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and windy today with highs in the lower to mid 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and windy today with highs in the lower 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, and cold, upper 20s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 20s on Saturday. Mostly sunny, lower 30s on Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 30s on Monday. Partly sunny, upper 40s on Tuesday, and a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-50s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.